So if one broadens one's perceptions far enough, they start to include more and more people. And if the reality of things is the same everywhere, even though the appearances vary from place to place, but if the reality is the same everywhere, and when one continues to broaden one's perceptions of that idea, then pretty soon you might end up with some idea which some experimenters tried in this country, namely the idea that all men are created equal. What Tom Paine called a noble experiment, which he gave about 200 years before it would get corrupted. But if we broaden our perspective far enough, all men and women are equal in terms of the ultimate reality of things. And if a person kept broadening that point of view, they become a positive influence in their environment. They wouldn't necessarily like everybody, but they wouldn't regard anybody as lesser, a lesser kind of being. There's only one kind of being, and it's consciousness. And it's interesting that so many people who have taught these ideas have been killed, imprisoned, tortured. The idea that everyone's ultimately equal has never been a very popular one. Because most people want to have it up on somebody a little bit. Yeah. Whereas you get somebody like Gandhi, who Einstein said future generations won't believe walk the earth in flesh and blood. You get someone like Gandhi, everyone is equal. Everyone got treated the same way. Whether it was the king of England or a peasant in India. Exact same treatment. Not because of some belief, but because of a reality. Yeah. It's a trip. If more people, started thinking that way, that's drop by drop, things could get better. The sages have never have never taken the short-term view. Like, okay, we'll just teach this stuff and humanity will suddenly be enlightened. It's literally drop by drop. But as some of you know, every little drop counts. Once in a while someone will say something to you. They'll say, well, thank you so much for what you said the other day. And you don't even remember saying it, but you said it and it helped somebody. And that's drop by drop. Just little things. Just a little less judgment. A little less going by appearances. Maybe the wisest person you've ever met so far, was asking you for some money at the post office one morning, and you didn't give them any because you knew they didn't deserve it. And that maybe that was a sage for all you know. That's the mystery of these things. The real people, the most real people, don't go around with a big R on their forehead or proclaiming themselves to be real. And the ones who do proclaim themselves to be real, who are, do so very humbly. Like the Dalai Lama, he says, I'm just a simple monk. When he's asked, are you a Buddhist? He says, no, my religion is loving kindness. Yeah. So he's real, but he's humble. And he as he says, I'd rather be meditating all the time. But we talked about duties earlier. He has certain duties he was born to do. He's doing them because it's his duty. Otherwise, he'd be off alone somewhere. So the zero principle is good to think about if you have nothing better to think about. Or if you're obsessing on something and you're realizing you're obsessing on it, say, forget it, I'm just going to go to zero. I'm just going to do zero for a few minutes. Nothing. Void. All this is illusion. I'll just go there for a few minutes. And and the beauty of it is, if you're lucky enough to run into people who are similarly trying to do the kinds of things we're talking about, when you all get together to do the kinds of things we're talking about with similarly minded people, it's an experience of a sort that really can't be had in any other way because of its reality. It's a depth. So basically we're looking to move through centers that we can find and create in our own consciousnesses to broader and broader, broader perspectives, more all-inclusive, until we become aware that reality is beyond all pictures and beyond all perceptions. And then we can start to be happy more of the time, regardless of the pictures or the perceptions occurring. And it just seemed like a zero. Zero is a good way to start the year. Stillness. And transitoriness across the screen, which never changes. So we're all being told stuff, and I'm saying things that we all already know, but we've forgotten that we know them because we got sucked in again to the myths. So whatever your picture is, keep going. Don't get caught in it. It's just a picture, no matter how beautiful. Even this picture of Shiva here is just a picture. Shiva stands for constant dissolution, constant creation. Simultaneously, all the time. Everything coming into being, everything disappearing, all the time. And even physics is getting to there now. When they talk about these quantum particles. They come in, they go out. They come in, they go out. It's constant. So the whole universe is that way. And if a person can tune into that a little bit, then there's a little more buoyancy. You know, things a little too heavy, disappear for a while. No. Don't forget the void. So the next time we meet, those of us who meet next time anyway, we'll be talking about a man who's kind of responsible for the Renaissance, who when he was 24 years old tacked 900 propositions on the door of the Vatican that he wanted to debate with them. And he wasn't appreciated by the Vatican, but he did. But he is responsible for what we call the Renaissance. So that's our next topic. Thanks.